Hello, this is Rich Green, and welcome to Peak Performer Tips. This podcast is designed for people that are looking to live richer, more rewarding lives. If this is you, you'll enjoy the bits of information and wisdom contained here that are sure to make your day and your life happier. Remember, in order for things to change, you must change. Today, I'm going to talk about achieving balance in life. What is balance? Well, we often hear people talk about being out of balance in life or complaining about their life being lopsided. Usually, these complaints involve work and the fact that it can sometimes seem to consume your waking periods. One of the first things that I need to make clear to you is that work is part of your life. It pays the bills, and it gives one a sense of purpose. Living a balanced life doesn't mean you take more time from your work life by attempting to reallocate it to other parts of your life. In fact, in many cultures, this would not be possible. If you reside and work in the United States, as an example, you are probably working more hours than people in most other industrialized nations. Longer working hours is mostly a cultural issue, and is probably not going to change radically. So living a balanced life is not necessarily about time portion between life segments. It's more about how you spend the time that you have. It is really a philosophy about the things that are important to you. A well-balanced life contains four segments. The first segment is emotional, and this includes your relationships with your friends and your families and others. The second segment is mental. This is what you think about yourself and your outlook on life. The third segment is physical. This relates to your physical health and your philosophy about exercise. And the fourth segment is spiritual. This relates to your belief system, for example, your faith or your values. Each of these segments is important. If you give your work an inordinate amount of focus, it is likely that some or all of these areas will be lacking. That's not balance. Again, I'm not talking about time. I'm talking about focusing your attention fully to these areas when you're working within them. So why is balance important? Well, there's a very high correlation between balance in life and self-reported happiness. Studies in this area show that individuals who have very high weekly working hours report an increased incidence of depression at the level of 27%, increased anxiety at the level of 34%, and irritability at the level of 58%. More than 40% of employees who were surveyed reported that they are neglecting other aspects of their lives because of work. So, how do you achieve balance? Achieving balance in one's life is going to be different for every individual. It will be based on their respective weighting of importance in each of the four segments of life that I talked about earlier. In other words, a formula will not meet the needs of all people. Developing a philosophy about life and your individual circumstances will provide the most fruitful results in achieving balance. I recommend that you seek wisdom and guidance wherever you feel comfortable in helping you shape your philosophy. Siddhartha Gautama taught his disciples to follow the middle way. The middle path is not about going straight down the middle, or as I discussed earlier, portioning equal amounts of time to each area of your life. The middle path is about moderation between the extremes of indulgence and self-mortification. It's about taking each of those four segments of your life seriously and not letting any piece suffer from lack of focus. Your life will take many turns. You may find that you are neglecting one area of your life because events in another area of your life have become time-consuming. Having the focus to be mindful of this and return attention to the neglected areas when you're able to is crucial to the achievement of balance in life. In many ways, your life is like a ship on the ocean. You can decide what your course will be, but the tides, the currents, or a storm may push you off course. A good ship's captain will deal with this by constantly adjusting the ship's navigation as necessary. You must do the same. Life is not a straight line moving from one place to another, but instead a zigzag path. If you make the necessary adjustments at the right times, you'll end up at your desired destination and find balance along the way. Thanks for joining me. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. If you have an idea or you'd like to see a particular topic covered in Peak Performance Tips, just send me an email. My personal email address is rich@richgreen.me. Until next time, I hope you have a great day and an even better tomorrow.